bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E4, code word Delta.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
So, like I said, you can see why space medicine is an essential part of life off-planet. We may be dug in pretty safe on the moon bases, but it's still an extreme environment with environmental issues, occupational challenges, and constant monitoring of both physical and mental health in order to do the things we have to do. Sorry. All right, questions. You submitted these ahead of time. Let's take a look. I think I answered that in the presentation. Good point there. Cosmic radiation is not only a risk because of cellular damage, there's also a reduction of immune response that's traced to... Here. It gets a little complicated. I'll link you to a database with more info. There we go. Saves me some time. Next one. That's a little personal. Nope. Fair. It does come up with other crew, consortium guidelines and all. I did remove my piercings, but I slid in these plastic retainers that we use during scans and surgeries. That's what I'd recommend to anyone else. You might not need quite as many, but that way you don't lose the holes. You might be off planet for a long time. They wanted to pull the circuitry out of my tattoos too, but I showed them in 5 minutes why that wasn't gonna work. They send people up with full cyber enhancements, and that's never been a problem. It's not the most sensible rule, and I just... Sorry, got a bit off topic there. And I'm also out of time, so thanks for sitting in. I'm off now. You know, medics always on our feet. Or, you'll know soon enough. Best wishes on your finals. Computer, end recording, archive, and for fuck's sake, don't let me agree to one of those again. Display my task list. Where's Maroki? Oh, right, out on inspection. I guess I'll take her next patient when they show up. Get that file ready. Meanwhile, record a message. This is for Medical Admin, Trivandrum Enclave. Attach the list of requisitions. Okay. It's January 4th, 2098. This is Medic Keegan, 2nd on Moonbase Delta. You know, the one who always has to beg for more supplies. You've got the list, and I look forward to your list of excuses in return. Cases are fairly standard. Minor accidents, one dislocation, the usual contusions and abrasions, a few more reports of nasal congestion than usual. Medic Maroki is currently with maintenance, checking the air circulation systems. No big deal, someone's always got the sniffles. Send up more nasal spray, if you've got it, or at least a more interesting reason why not. End message. Alert comms to add to the queue. I've still got a minute to finish that note from earlier. Open draft. Continue. Sorry, Baba. Got caught up in work stuff. Nothing too exciting. I know, I'm on the moon. But right now I'd trade that in a minute for a gig where I could go for a ride on an actual path in a park somewhere, where I could stop by to make sure you're eating right, maybe going out on a date now and then. What happened to that farmer? I know it's a freehold, but someone must have an implant. Anyway, you ought to call them. Say you're interested in some produce. You know, their fresh produce. Sorry. On that note, I better go. We'll talk more soon. End. Send that off too. See if you can get it out before security has time to review. Okay, where's that file? Patient is male, 30s, mining tech, typical shoulder dislocation, but it's a recurring problem that might require a capsular shift. The cabinet under the bench. Those ones are programmed for diagnostic. Use the clean injector over on the... That's it, right. Just holler when you run low. Report. Keep recording. While there have been only a few additional, mostly mild cases, considering the closed environment and background rate of disease, we're injecting all crew members with nanobots to assist in determining the cause of infection. Currently, it remains idiopathic, which is frustrating as hell. If we knew what we were fighting, at least we'd be... You know that. I know you know all that. We haven't even nailed down a means of transmission. When everyone sleeps in the same room, eats in the same kitchen, breathes the same air, it could be almost anything. And most of them have been up here long enough that their immune response is all over the charts. We're hoping the nanobots help with tracking that, too. Not that. If they're bleeding, use the sterile spray. One or two folks have been hit harder. Dallas, our quartermaster, is the worst, but I'm not sure if that's because of an earlier infection, an immune system deficiency, or even a separate source altogether. Maroki has been investigating while I handle things in the clinic. It's been a lot here. I'm sending our data. If anything jumps out at you, please. We're on top of it, but any help you can send. We need more meds, more nanobots, and if you could lean on our science lab about providing support with the testing, Dr. Hayden has been less than cooperative. I guess that's all for now. Send message. Folks, please stay in line. We're getting through this as fast as we can. Remember, if you feel flushed afterwards, that's just the bots doing their job. We'll be monitoring everything from here. Can we put on some music or something? What was Maroki playing last? Ugh, shit. I should have known better. Leave it, I guess. But tell my implant to filter it out. Give me... Gutpunk Mix 5. Random. Volume level 4, for now. And send a note to the kitchen. If we could get some sandwiches down here, that would be a big help. There's a good chance they'll censor this, but I've got to talk to someone, Baba. It's getting pretty rough here, and it's not that they don't answer my reports exactly. They send back replies, but it's all bland acknowledgements and doublespeak. Medic Keegan, we do appreciate the difficulty of your situation, but due to risk of a contaminant that remains unknown, like it's our fault we haven't figured it out. Meanwhile, I'm trying to treat every new case with the supplies we've got left. Our advisors believe the best course of action... What, is to leave us in the lurch while the patients pile up? I can't even... I would give anything to just walk out the door, grab a bike, and do a few laps around Posidonius while the wind thrashes through my hair. Of course, I would need a bike. And wind. And a door I could slam on the way out, for that matter. Airlocks aren't much fun for that. With Maroki down now, there's not even time to investigate the damn thing. At least the nanobots are still doing their stuff. At this point, it's looking like the source is bacterial instead of viral. But narrowing it down further means another environmental search, and as much as I'd love to take that time... I tried to get someone on it from maintenance, but since half their department is down here breathing through their suits... Jenny said she'd look into it when she could, but explaining what to look for is another 3 hours I don't have. All I've got is triage, restless naps, a quick sanitary wipe, and right back at it. Breathing through their suits, because that's where things are at this point. I can't keep patients isolated enough. We only have so many masks. The suits have their own respirators, keep them from touching anything, and monitor vitals anyway, so it's the best solution I've got. Until I win my ongoing argument with Administrator Bahio over the stasis pods. I mean, what the fuck? Sorry, Baba, but the whole point of the pods other than transport is right there in the guidelines. In case of accident or illness beyond the routine capabilities of base medical services, I mean, where do they think I am at this point if not beyond my routine capabilities? Damn it. Gods damn it. I'm sorry. Don't worry about me here. This all blows, but it's what I trained for, right? This is why they push interns right up to the breaking point. So we know where that point is when we get to the field. And I am not there yet, I promise. Take care of you. Say hi to Shivansh when you see them again. Remember, an apple a day... No, wait, maybe don't remember that part. Just take care. Show me the vitals for hookup 3. What are his PMN levels? Shit. That neutrophilia. Prepare the therapy for that and add treatment to my stack of tasks. No, move it up. Up. Oh, stop recording. Erase that last bit after, just take care. Send the message off. I would forget my head. Ping maintenance. Ask them to check in when they can. And see if the kitchen can send down more coffee.
The original source has to be down on this level somewhere. Maintenance went through everything above, every smuggled bottle and photo and foodstuff, anything that might not have gone through routine sterilization on the way up. And then I checked them all again, and anything they might have missed. All the plants in the garden, every ingredient in the kitchen. Doc Hayden won't stop glaring after the way I tore through the lab. I mean, at least Z's able to glare. Z's in the minority at this point. Whatever I'm looking for, it's got to be in this room. Only a couple hundred storage containers and half-sealed packages to scan, not counting whatever might be inside. Something's got to be here. It's got to be. We've got 15 people lying upstairs in their suits, 3 are borderline unresponsive, another 6 with persistent symptoms and restricted to bed rest, and 2 that should have gone in the fucking stasis pods, and I'm gonna do something about that today, too, if I have to kick the door down. I'm sorry, Dallas. And Maroki. I'm gonna figure this out. Nothing, and nothing again. What's in that barrel, back in the corner.
Well, I'm not sure how I've made it this long myself. I mean, standard hygiene protocols, sure, but I've been lucky. It's just a matter of time, and if something happens to me... Oh, that reminds me. When I get back up top, it's been a week since I sent that last message. They've got to be worried.
And now management is talking about a shutdown. If they'd sent supplies and another medic and given me access to the god-be-damned stasis pods... But no! A potential shutdown is being discussed, and orders will pass down from Administrator Bajio. In case you hadn't noticed, they're on the sick list too. Who's even gonna receive those orders? Wait. What? Do that again. I think that might match. Microbial characteristics are... That's at least 85%. I might be able to... I'll get Hayden to help me run some tests. It looks like the... Well, if we can develop a more topical antibiotic in time... Shit. Calm down, Keegan. Feel your heart rate. Breathe for a minute. Okay, let's get some samples. I've never even heard of this before. A new soy-based food platform? They must have sent it up in the last supply rocket before... Ooh, careful with the powder. Now seal that up. I really hope this is what we're looking for. Gods, I hope. Let's get back upstairs and check it out. I've got to get back to the infirmary anyway. But first, I'm here. I wonder if I can get through the door to the stasis pods. It's not locked. Security must have been through. I'm sure they're watching. Well, if you'd given me access back when I asked... Fuck you, and fuck this door in particular. Wait. What the... Half these pods are active, ready to go. What is going on? If you were getting them ready to use, just say so. I can get people down here today. I can get Jenny and Javier to bring them in. Wait. No. What the hell? There's someone in here. Someone... Who are you? ID is for Quartermaster Guillermo. Quartermaster? We've got... We had a quartermaster. Who's in this one? Another face I've never seen? Maintenance lead Shula. And a mining tech Muhammad? What is going on here? Are these all backups for... How could they send backups before they knew who was going to... That this one is Medic Glenn Willoughby. Medic? Are you fucking kidding me? Medic? This doesn't make any sense. How could they have known unless they... I've got to get out of here. I've got to get a message somehow. Maybe if I can... There's got to be a way out of this. It can't be everyone up there. I've got to get back to my patients. I've got to get out. I've got to... Baba, I've got to...
Thanks for joining us again. This episode featured Anna Godfrey as Medic Keegan. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. Cass McPhee sound designed the episode, and DJ Silvis wrote the script. DJ and Cass co-produced. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com moonbase.com/monkeymanproductions. We're back soon on the moon. Moonbase Epsilon, to be exact. Until then, keep an eye out for fresh produce, treat your nanobots well, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science.
Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together with me.
Radio check. Who's this?
I didn't do it.
You never do anything.
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose!
Stop. Stop!
Oh, God. I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.